Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 25. Our air date is Thursday, June 19th, 2025. I am your host, C. Willie. I am joined again this week by the lovely and talented...
Butter Peep.
Oh, I'm so glad she's keeping me around. I'm feeling like a really fortunate guy. We have a very special guest joining us all the way from Northeast Texas, April N. Smith. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you? Thanks so much for having me.
We are doing well, and for those of you that can see on the, you're watching the YouTube version of this, what a great background April has. I'm so happy about being in nature. This is wonderful.
Yes, we live way out in the woods, so it's beautiful out here.
Oh, terrific. I bet you that inspires some of your music, too.
It's a nice place to write, for sure.
I bet. Hey, you've had an interesting career. You know, we were reading about you and kind of doing our research on everything. You started out at a young age, singing in the local operas and in the churches and that sort of thing, and then took a little break. Tell us a little bit about what your process has been through all of this.
Yeah, so I definitely always had music in my soul. I always knew that was something that I was supposed to do. But then whenever my kids came along, I just felt like I wasn't giving them a fair shake and giving them all that I needed to. And so we decided it was best for me to take a break for a really long time. And that actually worked out to be the best thing because at the time I never wrote my own music. I always did cover songs and songs that people mm-hmm. gave me, but I had never written my own material. A lot of that was because I didn't have enough life experience to write. If you'll listen very closely to my songs, you'll see that most everything that I write about is from life experience that usually happens as an adult, not something that happens in your younger life. And so I feel like that was kind of God's blessing of pulling me back and saying, hang on just a second. You're not ready for that yet. And so it was a blessing in disguise, but it sure was hard to walk away for a really long time. But love my three girls, and I'm very thankful that I made that decision. I think that it was just God's timing, and he knew what he was doing much better than I did.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We've had a couple of shows where folks have done something very similar as to what you've done. And that's a similar message we get. Okay, now that I've gone through this, I've gone through raising the family, I've got so much more I can talk about. And your songs are very, very relatable. You know, we've been listening to, and the couple that we've got queued up here for tonight, it is that life experience that we all need to go through.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. It is. And that's one thing that I appreciate about the songwriters that pitch me songs is they try to find things that fit in the same vein that they know I have lived through. So that way, whenever I get those songs, it is something that I relate to and that I've written something about, or they know that I was in the process of writing something about. So they try to cohesively work with my life and my life story to make it relatable to me because they know that I won't just record a song just because I'm like, oh, that's a good song. I have to have lived it or something very similar to it. Because I feel like as a songwriter and as a singer, in order to convey what I want to on stage and put the emotion behind it, it's so much better if it's from right here and not just something that, you know, that I didn't experience.
Well, and your fans can certainly tell what's real and what's not.
Sure.
And that's, I know that's one of the things that we love about what we're doing with this show and talking to the independent artists. You're telling real stories. Mm-hmm. This isn't something that some corporate guys up on the 58th floor are saying, no, this is how this song needs to go.
Exactly.
You're doing what's coming right there from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like your music helps people because they've had relatable experiences?
The title track to my first album, Enough, was very personal to me. And I really didn't understand how much it was going to affect everyone. But when I started performing that song on stage, there was always at least one person that I would look out and they would have tears streaming down their face. And they would come up afterwards and they say, that's my life. That was my life. And so I have always said, if it touches one person, then I've done my job.
Yeah.
Well, you touched mine because when we had first researched you, I was like, see, Willie, yes.
Yeah, we have to reach out.
We have to do it right now.
Oh, good.
These songs make a difference, and that's got to be rewarding when you're on stage and you see that. I'm sure that's motivation for you to continue what you're doing.
Oh, it absolutely is. It definitely gives me that drive to just say, okay, now what can I put out that's encouraging, and what can I, what's the next story that I can tell that fits in this puzzle of my life that that will make people go on? And you know, I'm still building the puzzle. You know, every day is something different. And right now, my life is completely different than it was a year ago. And my story is not where I expected it to be. And so I feel like the next thing that comes will definitely be a happier love song. I don't think I've ever written a love song. I don't think I've ever had one of those. It's always been about heartbreak and, you know, terrible things. And so maybe it'll be a love song next time.
Well, let's turn the corner.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I'm at. I want to turn that corner.
Well, the first one that we've got queued up for you tonight is I've Never Fought Harder. Tell us a little bit about the backstory on this song.
So Tim Slaysner is a songwriter that I work with very closely, and he's one that has been trying to fit his songs in with my story. He was a co-writer on my previous release, and he said, you know, I got this idea about how you just have to fight so hard in relationships to make them work. And then when you realize that I can't do this anymore, sometimes getting out of it's even harder than trying to fight for it. And I can definitely say that that's the way that my marriage was. I was married for 19 and a half years, really knew about 10 years in that it wasn't going to work, stuck around for the kids. And leaving that marriage was one of the hardest things, and getting out of it. I won't say I came out unscathed by any stretch of the imagination, but it was a terrible process. It was hard, and it felt like going to war every single day. And so when we started talking about the premise behind the song, I was like, yep, that's relatable. I can definitely put a lot of emotion in that.
And hearing you talk about that, Quarter Peep and I have both gone through similar situations to get to where we are today. Mm-hmm. And so it makes it even that much more relatable for us.
So love is real. I mean, you do go through some heartaches, but you know, this song is inspirational because it does show that even if you went through all that, at the end of the day, you will find it. And you know, we did. I mean, it's our second marriage, but we did it.
Well, there you go. There you go. Yeah. And I believe it's coming for me. I do. I believe it's coming.
There you go. Optimism. That's what we need here.
Yes.
All right, let's give this one a listen. I've Never Fought Harder from April N. Smith.
Tempers led to a bottle from emotions and checks on simmer. And we fell out of love between summer and winter. Our hearts burn colder as the hate burns stronger. We both knew that this love couldn't last any longer. To not be in love. It took so much longer to fall out than fall in. A beautiful beginning turned into a messy end. Instead of heart to heart, we went toe to toe. Our head to head battle was the final blow. We fought. I know I've never I know I've never fought harder to not be in love. To not be in love.
I've never fought harder. April N. Smith, that is a powerful tune, and knowing the story behind it, re-listening to it now. What a great way to turn the message around and talk about what it is to get out of that. That's a very powerful song.
Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And an amazing voice too, by the way, April.
That's, yeah. Well, thanks.
Very, very strong. Hey, folks, we need to take a quick little break. Let's do that, and we will come back on the other side with April N. Smith. It's the new party of the summer, the Country Roads Music Festival at the Groves in Brooklyn, Michigan, July 18, 19, and 20. Restless Road, Colt Ford, and Drew Baldridge are your headliners, and they're going to be joined on stage by a host of VCS alums, including Louie Lee, Ryan Jay, Michaela Prue, Gasoline Gypsies, Kay Harper, Blue Sky, and many more. There are a host of ticket packages available. This is going to be the one you want to be at. CountryRoadsMusicFestival.com is where you get your tickets. We'll see you there, July 18, 19, and 20. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. We are with April N. Smith. She's joining us all the way from Northeast Texas. We are having a great time this evening talking about the songs that she's writing, the songs that are making a difference for a lot of folks. And you are busy with them this year. We saw that you're releasing 4 new singles this year. This is, you're hustling.
I'm definitely working very hard at it this year. Yes.
Tell us a little bit
of something different. I nobody does that, and so you know, let's do something different this year.
Well, you're definitely handling that goal. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your creation process. How does a song come about for you?
Usually it's an all or nothing thing. Sometimes I'm driving down the road, and if I don't stop right then, if I do get it something like that, I will stop on the side of the road and I'll write the entire song all in one swoop. I usually never do it in pieces. It's always in one fell swoop. The only song that I can say was the exception to that was Broke My Rose Colored Glasses. I wrote all of it with the exception of 2 lines. And for about 2.5 months, I sat stagnant and could not figure out those 2.5 lines. Mm-hmm. Finally, I gave up and reached out to a songwriter friend of mine, Tim Slazner, and said, hey, can you help me? And he finished it. But most of the time, it usually comes in bursts, and it'll just be like the whole thing's there and it makes sense. Not to say that we don't ever have to edit. I mean, we do have edit down and fix, but the ideas and the majority of the way that I want the song to flow usually comes in one piece.
That's really interesting, because a lot of the folks that we've talked to, they may have a song that will be percolating there for several years before mm-hmm. they bring it out. You're doing it all in one fell swoop. That's impressive.
It's different for sure. And I wouldn't necessarily call myself, you know, a full-fledged songwriter. I mean, because I really haven't written a ton of songs in comparison to true songwriters, you know. And so I think that it's just, you know, moments of clarity that come to me mm-hmm. and it makes mm-hmm. sense. And I can sit in a room with people and write and do so much better. Like if we're in a writer's circle, I can do pieces, but mm-hmm. it's just to sit down, me and a pen, and make some sense of things. When I try to force myself, that does not happen. It has to flow naturally.
Well, that makes sense too. Yeah. Are there folks that have influenced you along the way? Are there folks that we would recognize from stardom, so to speak, that have been the ones that have kind of driven you, or has it been what's been coming from within?
Well, I would say that coming from within, but also there, I have a couple of what I would call songwriter heroes that I've had the opportunity to meet. Helene Cronin being one of those. She's written a lot of things for Texas country music artists. She's written a couple of songs with me. She's really a fantastic lady and a fantastic songwriter, to be honest. She has taught me so much about how to put a song together and what crafting the lyrics really means. And then Scott Sean White, he wrote God Bless the Boy for Cody Johnson.
Yeah.
He has a couple of other cuts on his album. And I've had the opportunity to sit with him a couple of times. Just phenomenal human being. Both of them are phenomenal human beings, but they have taught me a lot about how to fix things that are wrong and not wrong, but incorrect in songwriting that I do that has helped me to be a better songwriter. So,
wow.
Yeah, definitely would say that they're up on my wall of heroes when it comes to songwriting. And Tim Slazner is my songwriting partner, and he and I have written a lot of things together, and he's passed me a lot of songs, and he has also taught me a ton about it, and very gracious and willing to help me and give me the shirt off his back if I needed it. So yes, wonderful people.
Well, and you're rolling through this year, and as we mentioned, four new songs that are being released this year. I believe this is the first one that you released this year, Broke My Rose-Colored Glasses.
It is, yes.
Tell us a little bit about this one. In January, all right. So yes. You started out on a strong note to start.
I did. So this is the one that I started in July of last year and got stuck and couldn't do anything with it. And so I have been... Of course, I've been divorced for almost 9 years now, but I have been in a long-term relationship for 6 years. And I just thought that it was perfect. I thought that everything was going to be fine. And then one day I got a phone call that told me that things were not fine, not from him, but from other people. And I discovered that he was not the person that I thought he was. And there was a lot of things that were going on that I was unaware of. And it was like, every bit of life that I had planned for us just shattered. And I couldn't even look at him. In fact, I don't know that I did again. I think we talked on the phone and that I have not seen him since. And on purpose because, Broke My Rose-Colored Glasses came from that because I had this idea of who he was and turns out that is not at all who he is and never has been. It was what I made up in my mind. And, so that's where Broke My Rose-Colored Glasses came from was that, that image of someone being shattered in front of you and realizing that nothing's ever going to be the same, but it ended up being for the best.
Mm. Well, and I think again, something that we can all relate to because we've all done that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No question. So the first of the four that she's released this year or is going to be releasing this year. Let's listen to this one from April Ann Smith, Broke My Rose-Colored Glasses.
Thank you.
It is a fun song.
It is. It really is. Broke My Rose-Colored Glasses. That's April N. Smith. April, I'm sitting there as the song is playing, and I hope you have the love song to play for us the next time we have an opportunity to talk.
I sure hope so, too. I hope so, too.
And what's great is that you have the sunset behind you, and it's like the song's playing, and it's perfect.
Exactly. There's the optimism right there, the ray of sunshine that's coming through.
That's right. That's right.
What a wonderful storyteller, though, April. It's you know, the two that we had the opportunity to play tonight are both fantastic stories. And I think that's one of the things that we really appreciate about your music is it is that story that we can relate to. We've been through it. And I think a lot of your fans probably feel much the same.
Yeah, I get it a lot at shows. People are like, man, I know exactly what you're talking about. And I've been through that same thing. And so, yeah, it's definitely relatable for a lot of people. And so, and I'm thankful that I can touch somebody. Like I said, if it changes one person's perspective or helps them get through something, then I've done my job.
Yeah. No question. No question at all.
Yeah.
Where do folks find you? So if we want to find out where April's going to be playing, where do we find you? I'm sure you've got the social media and everything that's out there.
Yeah, it's all under at April N. Smith Music on all socials. So TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. And then I have a website that's aprilnsmithmusic.com. And if you want to follow my tour schedule, if you'll go to that website and click tour, there's a sign up link that'll take you to where you can get email notifications of when my shows are going to be happening so that you can RSVP or ticket sales or things like that.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I'm sure there are going to be many that will. As I mentioned, such a great storyteller. We're looking forward to the love story song the next time we talk.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it, April.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Quarter Peep, who's up next?
Yes. So we have the Great White Rhino.
Oh, wonderful. We had the opportunity to see them several weeks ago, so yeah. It'll be a good time to have them on. We're going to give a wrap up to tonight's show. We'd like to thank again April N. Smith for joining us. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Folks, if you want to know where we're going to be and what's going on, vehiclecitysound.com is the website. If you know some others like April that you want us to have on the show, please drop us an email at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. We appreciate all the support that everybody's been giving us. Thank you again, April, for joining us tonight. And folks, be good.